All right. As you continue to relax now, deeper and easier, you can simply allow the body to settle into the sofa, the chair, whatever you're sitting on. Allow the breathing to find its own rhythm, and allow the conscious mind to realize that it has already done so much useful work. The conscious mind has analyzed, questioned, compared, researched, planned, evaluated, improved, edited, corrected, and searched for patterns. And those abilities are valuable. They are part of the intelligence that has helped you become perceptive, effective, and unusually good at understanding people. So, there is no need to push that analytical mind away. It can simply rest nearby, listening in its own way, while another part of the mind begins learning in a different way. And perhaps that analytical mind can even enjoy noticing how change sometimes happens indirectly. A person may hear a story or imagine a doorway or remember a younger self or notice a feeling in the body, and something begins reorganizing quietly beneath the surface. The conscious mind does not have to know exactly how every piece connects. It can simply notice that some things begin to connect on their own. And the deeper mind can take what is useful, leave the rest aside, and begin arranging new patterns in the background. Because this session is about crossing thresholds, private work becoming public work, good ideas becoming visible, completed work moving into the world, a voice finding its ease, a price being spoken calmly, a body learning that visibility, value, and receiving can all belong together. And whether certain steps have already been taken, are being taken now, or are ready to be taken next, the deeper mind can begin to understand that this change is already underway. There is the private side of creation, and you know that side well. The writing, the researching, the thinking, the polishing, the testing, the correcting, the improving, the structure, the language, the frameworks, the precision. That private side has served you. It has helped you produce quality. And there is also the public side of creation, where the work leaves your hands and enters the world. A book becomes readable. A course becomes useful. A framework becomes teachable. A retreat becomes available. An offer becomes clear. A fee becomes part of the conversation. A voice becomes heard. And the deeper mind can now begin joining these two worlds, private excellence and public visibility. Careful creation and confident release. Generosity and clean receiving. Service and premium pricing. Intelligence and action. Standards and completion. These are not opposites. They are parts of the same whole. A high quality offering deserves a high quality container. A premium experience deserves premium preparation, premium delivery, premium boundaries, and of course, premium pricing. The price is part of the container that protects the work. Perhaps there was once a young girl with a small catalog, a first offer, a first sale, and a first experience of receiving money for something she brought to someone else. And perhaps at that age, one sale felt like enough. Perhaps no one around her truly understand that the first sale was more than $3. It was evidence. It was the beginning of a pattern that could have continued. It was proof that she could knock on a door, make an offer, and receive a yes. And now, the adult mind can return to that younger self with kindness, not to correct her, but to complete the learning. And perhaps the adult Louise can stand beside that young girl now and say, "You did well. That first sale counted, and the next door can be safe too." Because sometimes the mind takes a small moment and stores it as a pattern. One sale and stop. One step and stop. One success and stop. One little receiving and stop. And now the deeper mind can update that old pattern. One sale can become the beginning. One yes can become evidence. One completed step can become momentum. One visible action can lead to another. One doorway can open to the next. And the young part does not have to become pushy or hard or careless. She can become supported. She can discover that continuing can feel safe. Selling can be honest. Receiving can be clean. Charging can be respectful. A price can be spoken with calm authority. And the adult Louise can bring all of her wisdom, language, intelligence, humor, beauty, standards, and professional experience to the younger part that once stopped too soon. And the message can be simple. You are allowed to continue now. A part of you learned to be careful. That careful part learned to read rooms, read faces, read tone, read expectations, and notice the first signs of approval or disapproval. That carefulness had value. It helped you understand people. It helped you become strategic. It helped you produce quality. It helped you notice flaws before others saw them. And now, that same careful part can receive a new job. It can help you move forward wisely, rather than hold you at the edge. It can help you check once and proceed. It can help you speak clearly and remain calm. It can help you protect quality while also allowing release. And that careful part can begin to understand the difference between danger and procedure. A platform is a platform. A form is a form. A guideline is a guideline. A technical step is a technical step. A correction is information. A fee is information. A premium price is information. A client's response is information. A quiet response is information. And the adult mind can handle information. The adult mind can pause, breathe, read, ask, adjust, and continue. Old authority belongs to the past. Old unpredictability belongs to the past. Old reactions from other people belong to the past. Here, now, a form is only a form. A system is only a system. A price is only a price. A number is only a number until it is connected to value. And when a number is connected to value, it becomes part of a professional exchange. The work has value. The experience has value. The expertise has value. The years of observation, thinking, writing, teaching, pattern reading, and framework building have value, and the deeper mind can become more comfortable allowing that value to be named. You can imagine, perhaps, a beautiful hotel lobby, carefully designed, every detail considered, the lighting, the scent, the arrangement of furniture, the quality of the materials, the sound, the atmosphere, the way a person feels when they enter. The price of such a place is not only for a room. It is for the experience, the container, the quality, the preparation, the standards, the privacy, the service, and the feeling. And in the same way, a premium retreat, a premium course, or a premium consultation is not only a block of time. It is a complete experience. It is thought, design, preparation, skill, insight, and transformation held inside a container. And when the container is priced well, the container becomes stronger. The right people step into it with commitment. The provider can prepare properly. The experience can be delivered with excellence. The client values what they receive because the investment asks them to take it seriously. Premium pricing can protect the work. Premium pricing can protect the client's commitment. Premium pricing can protect your energy, your standards, your preparation, your privacy, your time, and the quality of the experience. So perhaps the deeper mind can begin to understand that charging well is not taking too much. Charging well is creating the right container for excellent work. Charging well is a clean exchange. Charging well is part of leadership. Charging well is part of professional clarity. Charging well is part of inviting the right people into the right experience. And as this understanding settles, something in the voice can begin to loosen. The throat can soften. The jaw can relax. The breath can steady. The words can become more available. There may come a moment, naturally, when the value and the price belong in the same sentence. And the words can arrange themselves. The offering, the experience, the result, the investment, the next step. All one calm conversation. Not pushed, not defended, not over-explained. Simply spoken. A clear offer in a clear voice. A premium price held in a steady body. and then space. The other person can think. The right person can recognize the value. The right person can step forward. The right person can invest. And as a deeper mind considers this, it can also recognize that generosity and charging well can coexist. A generous woman can charge premium fees. A kind woman can receive well. A skilled woman can name her value. A thoughtful woman can create a premium experience. A woman who cares can still hold a clear boundary around time, energy, access, and expertise. In fact, the stronger the boundary, the cleaner the service. The clearer the price, the clearer the relationship. The more congruent the exchange, the more respectful the experience. So, the parts you can begin to work together. So the parts of you can begin to work together. The creator creates quality. The editor refines. The strategist sees patterns. The teacher explains. The advocate promotes. The professional names the value. The woman receives. The whole system continues. And perhaps each part can appreciate the others. The generous part learns that receiving keeps the whole work sustainable. The careful part learns that charging well protects the container. The expert part learns that naming the price is part of teaching value. The younger part learns that one sale can become many steps. And the adult Louise leads. Now imagine a threshold in front of you. On one side is the old pattern of private creation, overthinking, waiting, giving too much away, undercharging, stopping after the first sign of discomfort, and letting the words stay inside. On the other side is a new pattern. Create. Complete. Release. Promote. Price. Offer. Receive. Continue. That is the new pattern. Create. Complete. Release, promote, price, offer, receive, continue. And there is no rush. Simply notice that the doorway is open and whether some part of you has already crossed, is crossing now, or will cross with the next appropriate step. The deeper mind can know. This is safe enough, clean enough, and ready enough. And perhaps you can imagine taking one calm step through that doorway. And as you do, the body receives a new message. I move completed work into the world. I move completed work into the world. I allow my work to be valued. I charge in alignment with excellence. I receive in alignment with service. I continue. And that message does not need to be forced. It can echo gently. It can settle into the breath, the posture, the face, the voice, the hands, and the everyday decisions. And now, the mind can begin rehearsing all eventualities in a soft, indirect way. If a step has already been taken, that step becomes evidence. If a step is waiting, it becomes simpler. If a technical question appears, it becomes information. If a price needs to be named, the voice can steady. If silence follows, the body can remain calm. If a client says yes, receiving can feel natural. If a client needs time, the conversation can remain respectful. If the right person steps forward, the container can hold. If someone is not aligned, the right people remain available. And somewhere in the deeper mind, the old idea of giving too much for free can begin changing into a new wisdom. Free value can be chosen strategically. Free value can introduce the work. Free value can serve as a doorway. And premium work, premium access, premium transformation, premium retreats, and premium experiences can be charged accordingly. A sample is not the whole meal. A doorway is not the whole house. A conversation is not the whole retreat. A post is not the whole framework. And the deeper mind can understand the difference. There can be pleasure in this. Pleasure in clarity. Pleasure in a clean offer. Pleasure in a premium container. Pleasure in the right people saying yes. Pleasure in being taken seriously. Pleasure in seeking the work respected. Pleasure in receiving payment, and preparing the experience. Pleasure in knowing that the money supports beauty, freedom, choice, quality, mobility, elegance, and impact. Money can support the life, the work, the message, and the atmosphere you want to create. And now, as these ideas continue settling, the deeper mind can begin forming new associations. Charging becomes clarity. Receiving becomes completion. Premium pricing becomes alignment. A fee becomes a doorway. A client's investment becomes commitment. A clear price becomes respect. And the voice becomes the bridge. The words can come out calmly, naturally, in the right order, at the right time, with the right tone. And from this point forward, you may notice small things, you may notice small signs of this change. A slightly calmer feeling around a number. A little more ease saying the word investment. A clearer sense that premium clients expect premium pricing. A quieter body when you imagine naming a fee. A stronger recognition that your work belongs in a premium container. A new curiosity about how easily the right words can come when the body feels safe, and each small sign can count. So, as this session settles deeper, allow the deeper mind to keep what is useful. The conscious mind can remember what it wants. The subconscious mind can integrate what it needs. And the body can learn that visibility, value, charging, receiving, and continuing are all part of the same new pattern. The creator finishes the work. The advocate brings it into the world. The professional names the value. The woman receives, and Louise continues. And in a few moments, when you return to ordinary awareness, you can return with a sense that something has already begun to reorganize. The doorway is open. The first sale can become the next door. The next door can become the next. The price can be spoken. The value can be held. The work can move. The right people can respond. And you can continue calmly, clearly, and with authority. So now, beginning to return, bringing back steadiness, clarity, and a quiet sense of permission. More aware of the room, more aware of the body, breathing in calm, breathing out ease. And when you are ready, eyes open, calm, clear, refreshed, and fully present. That's right.